surprising.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you the difference right now. Riverdale 7 of 8 from the line, and they've made 5 threes. And Boscobel is 3 of, looks like, 10. So, if, you know, that's the difference there. Boscobel's made 1 3. And they've attempted quite a few. So, we'll check out more of the stats at halftime. 37-22. Riverdale leads Boscobel in area girls basketball. The Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update is coming up from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
There's high school wrestling in the area tomorrow. The Division II Super Regional, hosted by Richland Center High School, will have coverage from FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, and the Division III Super Regional at Mineral Point High School. I talked to Riverdale wrestling coach Jeff Campbell this week.
No, we'll get back full, pretty much fully healthy. We'll be open at one spot this coming weekend. Caden Currier's season came to an end. A good junior of ours at 215. He won't be competing this weekend, unfortunately, but a good kid that had a solid season for us again, three-year letter winner. But other than that, we will have our entire lineup should be ready to go. And you throw your hat in the ring with the top two teams in the entire state of Wisconsin, you know, and we'll battle right up there and hopefully end the day with a good showing. If we can't get into that top two, we know we'll be well represented out of that super regional with two tough teams.
Most definitely, and certainly, lots of slots there. And you know, if you're coming out of here in the top four, you're among elite wrestlers, aren't you?
I think so. I think, you know, coming into that other sectional, which doesn't have the depth in it, I would say has a lot of good individuals, but not maybe the depth of what our super regional is. So it's something the guys know if they can get through this step. You know, they've got a shot. They give themselves a shot for the sectional next weekend.
And again, the team's getting healthier. That's what you want to do this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We should be, knock on wood here. We got a couple more practices to get through, but we should be healthy and ready to go. We had two seniors, Caden Renish and Riley Wanick, who were out last week that just from some precautionary things, and they're they've had a great week of practice so far and look solid and ready to go and have had a nice January for us. So we're looking to get those two back in the lineup and, have that full steam of, guys that we haven't really had through the month of January, and that kind of usually happens. You're kind of mixing and matching some stuff. So it'll be fun to get that lineup all back together that we had earlier in the year and see what we can do on Saturday.
Excellent, Jeff. Good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil.
Jeff Campbell, head coach of the Riverdale Chieftain Wrestling Team. Follow the fortunes of Riverdale and all of the teams in Division III at tomorrow's Mineral Point, D3 Super Regional, and coverage of the Richland Center Division II Regional as well. We'll get underway at 10 o'clock at Richland Center High School and Mineral Point as well. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
The Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
WRCO. Welcome back to the Rest Building. It is a 37-22 lead for Riverdale over Boscobel at halftime. Michael Hernan joins me here for this one, and lots of things coming up here this end of the winter sports season, and I'm guessing you're excited, but boy, congratulations to you and the Riverdale boys team. Four conference wins in the SWAL so far. That's not an easy task.
Yeah, first time Riverdale boys basketball's got four conference wins for the first time since 2003.
Wow.
Yeah.
And as a senior, you have to be pretty proud of that.
Oh, yeah, especially being a pretty big part of this team. We're changing Riverdale basketball. We're not that bottom anymore. It's always feels really good when you're changing something at Riverdale or at a school for something better. And I'm very proud to be part of this team. This team has done wonders this year.
Yeah, and you guys, the seniors have stuck together. You guys have been playing since you were little guys, and anymore that's kind of rare to see that many kids stay out for basketball from the same grade, Michael.
Yeah, it's incredible. Also, we got a lot of original guys, but we also got a lot of seniors that moved here either before high school, and then also, most of the guys are homegrown, homeborn, rural, originally from the Riverdale area.
Uh-huh.
So it's just remarkable. There is some really good talent that comes out of the Riverdale area.
You bet. Well, keep up the good work. Here at halftime, it is a lead for the Riverdale girls, 37-22. Zuri Dennis has 15. Kennedy Cooey, 14. 5 for Macy McKay. 2 each for Ellie Hudson and Kayla McCorkle. For Boscobel, Aaron Knowles has 15. Mackenzie Fritz, 4. Kennedy Seeley, 3. And again, the difference in the ball game: 5 threes for Riverdale, 6 of 7 from the line. And I misfigured Boscobel's free throws, and I mentioned it earlier. It's worse, 3 of 12, so that really hurt them in that first half.
Yeah, basically just deep in the game so far. Yeah, Boscobel, free throws, three-pointers, shots are not going down. Most of the points have came from Aaron Knowles, which she has, how many points?
She has 15.
Yeah, 15 of 22 points. And we got to see more out of these basketball players other than Aaron Knowles. Aaron Knowles could probably try to create more. But again, it's just basketball just missing shots and Riverdale making shots. This is all it's going to come down to as well. Riverdale's been crashing the board more, offensive rebounds. And with those offensive rebounds, you can create second-chance opportunities, either kick or just finish up strong. And that's what Riverdale's been doing. And when they get to the free throw line, they're making free throws as well. And that's one of the biggest reasons why Riverdale's up 37-22, or basically those two main reasons. Offensive rebounds and made shots are the reason why Riverdale's up 15.
We'll be back with the second half next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Second half underway. Zuri Dennis on a drive. Shot no good for Riverdale. Put back is good by Macy McKay.
Yeah, it's basically the narrative for the first half. Call me back in the second half here. Zuri Dennis gets a missed shot, and then here comes Macy McKay with the offensive board in the putback.
Riverdale with its biggest lead. Ball goes right side to Wallen. Back to the near side, Knowles. Knowles looking to the inside, and the pass is going to be intercepted by Macy McKay. So she'll take it back to Kayla McCorkle. Riverdale sets it up. Three from the wing by Cooey on the rim. No good. Aaron Knowles with the rebound for Boscobel. So Aaron will take it back the other way. Air mails it up. Here it's caught by Smith. Gives it back to Fritz. Right side, Boscobel turns it over as they look to the wing, and it goes into the stands. It'll belong to the Chieftains. Nearly a minute into the second half. Zuri Dennis crosses the timeline. Brings it over to Kennedy Cooey. Cooey baseline, now fires it. There's an entry pass for McKay from the low post. Got in and scored.
Boy, just a strong move there by McKay. Just trying to look for cutters at first. Didn't see the cutters, so she just took it himself with a nice drop step move.
Pass comes across the timeline, caught here on the Boscobel left side. Now going back to the right, Seeley throws it in the lane, now making a move in. Tough shot, creating it is Kenna Wallen, no good. Rebound by Riverdale. Pulled down by McKay. Off to Zuri Dennis. Dennis, top of the wheel. Right side on a drive. There's a shot by McCorkle. No good. Rebound McKay. Put back. No good. Rebound Aaron Knowles, who cradles the ball and will take it back the other way. She'll lob it up ahead. Boscobel on the fast break. The kick out. Here's a three by Knowles. It is good. That's her first three tonight.
Yeah, there's a three to get Boscobel going there. See, one of the first one in the second half. Now, Boscobel just needs to continue to make its shots to cut this deficit down to 16, or down lower than 16. They're at 16 right now.
Pass goes to Dennis, and she'll get a runner in the lane. Good. And Boscobel not able to stop Riverdale scoring, and Dennis having a night here.
Yeah, if you're Boscobel defense, you cannot lose track of Zuri Dennis. She's a backdoor cutter, and she'll make you pay.
43-25 the score. Gray Smith, left side, reverses it right side. Fritz. On the wing, down to the corner. Smith, back to Fritz. Turnaround 15-footer on the iron. No good for Wallen. Rebound pulled down by Riverdale. Kayla McCorkle. She'll bring it out to Zuri Dennis. 43-25, Riverdale leading. Dennis down to the baseline. Ellie Hudson, deep baseline. Skips it across near side. Cooey, top of the wheel. McCorkle. Inside, there's McKay. Drives with the left hand. Kicks it out. Three-try. Cooey on the way, on the iron. No good. Rebound low by McKay. Tries to go back door, and Knowles steals it away. Boscobel ball. Aaron across the half-court line. Accelerates, drives low, goes in with the right hand. Lay in, good. Tough to stop her, that's for sure.
Boy, the Eurostep move. I mean, how often do you see Eurostep moves in, like, girls' basketball, high school girls' basketball? It's kind of rare. I haven't really seen them a lot, so...
She's an impressive player.
Impressive Eurostep. Yeah, impressive player overall.
Dennis back. It goes to Hudson. Kicks it out. Here's Cooey. Nothing there. And away from the ball. 3 seconds called in Riverdale. It'll come back to Boscobel. So the Ithaca Bulldogs upset tonight by DeSoto. That knocks him off the pace. The conference lead with two losses behind North Crawford. So DeSoto gets the win here tonight over Ithaca in the early game. 58-48, the final. Boscobel going down low. Shot on the way, no good for Fritz. Rebound by Ellie Hudson. Riverdale makes the stop. They're pushing it the other way. Hudson down deep, backs off to the corner. Knocked away by the Bulldogs, and out of bounds. It will be Boscobel ball. Other scores on the Filney flip phone tonight. 22-9, Platteville leads River Valley. Prairie du Chien 25-18 over Lancaster. Dodgeville 75, Richland Center 18. That's the final tonight in girls basketball. Boscobel on the drive. Now the ball knocked away. They'll pick it up. Look at the wing. Nothing. They'll kick it back. Top of the circle. No good on the shot. Knowles put back up. No good off the iron. And the rebound by McKay. So Boscobel's had some looks. Chieftains get it back. Crossing the timeline, Ellie Hudson from the right wing. Hands off to McCorkle. McCorkle left side, Cooey. Ball fake, nothing. Back to McCorkle. Right side, Dennis. Zuri down deep. Shot on the way. Blocked. Nice job by Mackenzie Fritz. And a jump ball call now. Riverdale gets the arrow. In the game for Riverdale, Lily Barr. For Boscobel, Maya Bowmeister. And Riverdale will start it in play. 13:28 remaining in the ball game tonight. Chieftains leading 43-27. Cooey on the right wing. Dishes. Here's Barr for three. Got it. Boy, Riverdale's smoking it from the outside.
You get the three. They're just draining threes tonight. My goodness.
Aaron Knowles fouled on the drive on the inside. That'll be Riverdale's first foul. It's on Macy McKay, which is her fourth. Inbound pass comes for Knowles. Three from the wing. On the way, no good. Roscobel tries to save it inbounds. A little tardy there. It'll come back to the Chieftains. Megan Krell is coming in. Well, right now, I think the Riverdale girls could they outshoot the boys from the three line right now or not? Carson Kenyon's a pretty good shooter there.
Carson, very good. Of course, you got Rich.
Yeah.
He's very good. Landon Bob started to become a...
Have to have a shootout some night in practice.
And of course, I've been more focused on the paint, but I can shoot some threes.
I've seen you. Shot missed by Riverdale. Knowles driving the other way, and a on-the-arm foul called on the way by. It'll be the Chieftains' second personal foul. It's on number four, Zuri Dennis, her second. Ball comes in play, caught here by Baumeister, and she makes a three. Maya Baumeister makes it a 46-30 game.
That's a big one there for Baumeister, making that three. Yeah, it's got to be someone else that knows to generate some offense. And again, just a wide open three there makes it.
Dennis shoots a three for Riverdale. No good. It rims off to the corner. She can't save it before it goes out of bounds. And it will be basketball ball. 12:23 to play. A lot of time in this one. 16-point deficit for basketball to try and overcome. And Aaron Knowles takes it across half court, throws it low post. Boscobel posts up and scores. That's Fritz. 46-32.
That was a good way to get points there. Fritz just nice again. Nice drop step move. Make it down to 14. We've seen crazier things happen. So Boscobel is very much still alive in this game.
On the outside is Kenny Cooey. Kennedy gives it left side to Kayla McCorkle. Throws it baseline. There's Zuri Dennis getting loose. Hook shot in the lane. Good. Zuri makes it. It makes it look easy.
Boy, guard and hook shots, it's a good combo.
Knowles down deep. Boscobel gets a quick shot. Good by Grace Smith. That's her first hoop.
Yeah, just simply Boscobel just beating Riverdale in transition. You know, you've been really good half-court defense, but you cannot let free transition buckets get you like that.
Cooey back to McCorkle. They'll throw it inside to Krell, and there's a knockaway. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up now by Lily Barr. She'll get a shot off and score. And Riverdale's, everybody's making it tonight.
Oh, yeah, everyone is. And how about Barr hitting a three-pointer and getting a nice teardrop?
50-34 the score. Pass to the lane, and Knowles is going to be charged with an offensive foul. Taking the charge, Zuri Dennis, right?
I think that was Lily Barr drawing.
Or
that.
Lily did, okay. They were both on the floor. Lily Barr draws it, so the foul on Knowles is her first. Into the game for Boscobel, number 10, Kennedy Seeley.
Yeah, just again, a smart heads-up play by Lily Barr, knowing where Knowles is going, and it draws the charge, and Knowles is, of course, got her first, but that's a big foul.
Dennis to McCorkle, down deep. There is a kick out, shot on the way, and it is on the iron. No good for McCorkle. Rebound, Aaron Knowles and Boscobel. Aaron airmails it the other way, and the Bulldogs can't hang out. It is out of bounds. It'll belong to the Chieftains. Lots of wrestling action tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 10 o'clock from Mineral Point and Richland Center High Schools right here. Zuri Dennis, cross-court, knocked away by Boscobel, and they're going to take it home. Wallen lays it up, and good. Kenna Wallen with her first basket. Timeout taken by Riverdale. 10:39 remaining. It is 50-36. Riverdale leading on WRCO and WRCO.com.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. People ask us why they should sell their farm equipment, construction equipment, or real property at live auction with Wilkinson Auctions. Three big reasons. First, our marketing team gets your equipment in front of serious buyers across the world. Second, our top-notch auction team runs a great auction, making it easy for buyers and sellers to do business. Third, our auction team consistently gets top dollar for equipment through our live auctions. When results matter, hire Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Hi, this is Mark Carreri at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
10:28 remaining in the ball game, 50-36 Riverdale. Zuri Dennis, 15-footer, good from the baseline. She is having a great game.
Yeah, I love the mid-range shot there. Just cutting back door, but yet clogging the lane a little bit. So why not sell nice mid-ranger there?
I have more. Bollmeister kicks it over to the right side. Three-pointer, Boscobel just rims off, put back up, no good. Partially blocked, Bollmeister's shot, and ripping it loose down low is Mackenzie Fritz. And an on-the-arm foul called against Riverdale.
That is the third, like, jump ball, fighting for the ball situation, and a basketball girl throws a Riverdale girl on the ground. Like, wrestling is tomorrow, not tonight.
Ball comes in play. There's a three from the corner. It is no good by Seeley. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Nothing. They'll kick it out. Three on the way, and that one won't go. Erin Knowles gets the rebound down deep. She is fouled as the ball goes out of bounds. Or did they just call it off of Riverdale? I think they did. No foul. Boscobel will put it in play. They'll set up an out-of-bounds play. Still expecting the Bulldogs to make a push. Here's the grab by Knowles in the lane. Made the shot, but fouled before the shot. So the foul is called on Zuri Dennis. That'll be her third. In the game for the Bulldogs, Grace Smith, number two. Kenna Wallen, number 21, comes out. And the Bulldogs will start it in play. 9:51 remaining. Quick inbound. Three on the way. Bulldogs won't go for Bollmeister. Rebound by Ellie Hudson. Hudson brings it up near midcourt. Then all the way down along tightropes the sideline. Trapped in the corner. Boscobel gets a takeaway. And a timeout got before that. Nice job by the coach, Lucas Phelps, getting the timeout. 9:37 remaining, 52-36 Riverdale over Boscobel in girls basketball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Michael Hernan, and the pass comes in play to Zuri Dennis. Chieftains were up by 15 at halftime, leading right now by 16. Dennis on the drive in the lane. This one won't go. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Bollmeister scrapping, giving Coach Kinney some good support off the bench. Knowles driving near side, kicks it out. Three on the way. Bulldogs, no good for Bollmeister. Rebound by the Chieftains, and Ellie Hudson in the backcourt. Hudson up across half court, throws it to Zuri Dennis. Dennis back to Hudson, open down low. She has it blocked out of bounds. Tough sledding on the inside right now. Lots of pressure.
Yeah, that layup was wide open for Hudson. But then out of nowhere, a red jersey just comes in and just denies the layup.
Like, pass comes in. There's Barr in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound, Boscobel. Grace Smith back to Sarah Knowles, and she'll take it across the timeline. Erin Knowles, I'm sorry. Erin down to the baseline, nothing. Kims it back to the left side, down to the corner. Grace Smith and turning in, nothing. And back to the top of the wheel. They'll find Erin in the lane. Knowles down deep, double teamed, and fouled. Body foul by Riverdale, their fifth. So they will mark that on number, is it McCorkle? Looks like it. Kayla, number 10. And into the game for the Chieftains, Macy McKay, returning for Boscobel, Taylor Wayne. Inbound pass, Bulldogs set up a corner play, three on the way. That one won't stay for Grace Smith, and the rebound chased down by Hudson. Back to McCorkle, and now taking it across the left side. McCorkle, top of the circle, looks to the inside, now accelerates down low, throws a pass weak side, shot no good for Hudson. Rebound McKay up good, and a put back foul call.
Boy, I love the move that McCorkle does. Just attack the basket and find Hudson down below. She misses the shot, but McKay just there and cleans it up.
No doubt. She's got a chance for a three-point play. This one is in. So Macy McKay, 4-4 from the line. 55-36 in favor of the hosting Riverdale Chieftains. These two teams will play again on Monday. Left wing, Bollmeister kicks to the corner. Knowles for three. It won't go. Rebound, Seeley kicks it out. Shot on the way off the glass and down for Grace Smith. Old school right there.
Yeah, I'd like to see basketball try more of that. Try to get points in the lane. Just maybe those elbow shots. Don't try to settle on threes. That's not been working, so try to get some more inside.
Foul called on Moscovel as the entry pass went to Macy McKay. So they'll mark that on number 40, Taylor Wayne. That's her first, team's third. Riverdale will put it in play. 7:53 remaining. Pass to the corner. McKay turns in. She's pressured. Fires it back out to Kennedy Cooey. Cooey goes left side to McKay. Michaela on the wing. Ball goes right side to McCorkle. Entry there for McKay. Macy back to the corner. McCorkle drives around her defender. Down deep. Tough shot blocked there by Grace Smith. Picked up by Aaron Knowles. Knowles airmails it up to Grace. Grace stops. Lets the defense pass her by and scores.
Another way for basketball to get back in this game. Transition. When you get a steal, just push it up the floor. Try to get a two-on-one or a three-on-two. Try to get numbers and try to get easy buckets.
Pass comes right side, free throw line right, McCorkle. McKay meets it on the baseline driving, and there's a foul called as McKay goes down hard. The foul is called at number 40, Taylor Wayne, her second. Riverdale's Lily Barr returns for Boscobel, Mackenzie Fritz, and Kenna Wallen. 7-8 remaining here in the second half on senior night. Well, the Riverdale Community Foundation doing a good job with concessions. I had to get some of the M&M bars out there. Woo!
Oh, dude.
Sorry I didn't save you any.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. But Riverdale Community Foundation concessions are always the best.
Good stuff. Riverdale trying to get it inbounds. They won't. It goes out of bounds. It'll come back now to the Bulldogs. Mr. Kinney and Mr. Johnson. And I think you might have even had some relatives in the concession stand tonight.
Yeah, actually, my grandma's doing concessions down there as well.
Three-pointer on the way, no good for Kenna Wallen. Ball loose on the floor, and Riverdale with the ball. And a tie-up between Fritz and Barr, and the arrow points to Boscobel. Maybe you'll get some of the leftovers, if there are any, from Grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Whew. Knowles for three out of the inbound. Got it. Straight on, deadly. Right
Boy,
there.
The confidence in that shot from Knowles. And that was a far three-pointer as well. Boscobel's been cold. She just launches it. How about that? Goes in.
Gets back to 12 points. Deficit here, 6:30 to play. Three-point answer for Riverdale on the way. No good. Ribs out to the corner, out of bounds. Boscobel's got another possession. You going to watch the Super Bowl this weekend, Mike?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm looking forward to it. Pass comes across the left side. It is caught by Wallen. Kenna on a drive. Bounce feed back to Bollmeister. Shot on the way, no good. Knowles with a rebound in the lane. And foul called on Riverdale. That'll be Riverdale's sixth foul. It's on Lily Barr, her third. So the Bulldogs will have the ball out of bounds. Down by 12. The inbounder is Grace Smith. Catching it now is Bollmeister. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound by the Chieftains. And McKay and the near side area, throws it back to McCorkle. Now over to Zuri Dennis. Dennis takes it across the timeline. Yo-yos the dribble, brings it back to Kennedy Cooey. Cooey tight-roping the midcourt line off the screen, right side. Hands off to McCorkle. Back to Cooey. Riverdale pulling out a little bit right now, and the ball knocked away, and a foul called on Kenna Wallen. That'll be her third.
I like what basketball is doing. They're trying to push, trying to speed the game up by putting it on the press. It looks like Riverdale's having a little bit of discomfort trying to break it. I mean, they're past half court, but basketball's keep putting up the pressure. I like to see that, trying to create some steals and create fast tempo.
Oh, and the Chieftains turnover on the inbound, an unforced turnover. Traveling called, and it'll go back to the Bulldogs. 5:40 to go. Riverdale leading 55-43 in area girls basketball. Up the sideline, now an entry pass for the Bulldogs. Turn around low post, no good for Fritz. And rebounded there by Kayla McCorkle. Kayla wings it across to Kennedy Cooey. Now it's going to be McKay driving. Free throw line area, nothing. Giving it back to Cooey. Taken there by McCorkle. And now back to Cooey with 5:15 on the clock. She'll drive near side. Boscoville trying desperately to trap that ball. Ball left side to McCorkle. Now back to the near side. McKay drives baseline pass. Bar back to McKay. Picked off by Boscobel's Grace Smith. Back to Aaron Knowles. Knowles across the timeline. Double teamed. Now drives right side. Dumps it low. And Boscobel stepped out of bounds. Pass led her just a little bit too far out of bounds. So we'll come back to the Chieftains. Back in is Ellie Hudson. And Hudson will be guarded. Now Boscobel into a full court press. Trying to deny with 4:49 remaining. Chieftains by 12. Ball comes into Zuri Dennis across the timeline. Zuri off a screen. Down deep. Tough shot on the baseline. No good. Punt four. And Zuri with the rebound. And there is a foul call. Or is it? No, they're just going to say it is off of Ballmeister, so it will be Riverdale basketball. The way they blew the whistle and pointed, I thought they were going to call a foul. Here goes Dennis with the inbound. The ball is caught here, I should say, Hudson inbounds. Ball caught here, right side by McKay, and there is a foul call. It's going to be on the Bulldogs. So we have bonus throws coming up for Riverdale. 1-1 with 4:35 to play. Foul is on, now let's see. They've got Fritz on the board, which should be her third. And, Michael, evidently it wasn't the seventh foul.
Yeah, because instead of the scoreboard at the time, there was only five fouls, and with that foul, it's being six. So once it gets this ball in, Riverdale will be in the bonus then.
Ball comes in. Here's a catch. Shot of the way, no good. By Cooey, put back by McKay, no good. Rebound, Boscobel. Grace Smith and company. Boscobel with his work cut out, down by 12. And Knowles with the basketball. Aaron across the timeline. Drives down deep. Leaves it off for the corner. Knowles backs up. Long three on the way. On the rim. No good. Fought for and out of bounds. Last off of Riverdale. Boscobel ball on the end line. So the inbounder is Grace Smith. Grace looking. Lobs it in for Knowles. Pumps it to the corner. Three on the way. Bulldogs. Good for Ballmeister. Her second tonight. Timeout by Eric Kinney and company. So just like that, 55-46. Boscobel has it down to single digits, Michael.
Boy, how about Bowmeister coming in clutch, making some threes. Made one earlier this half, and it makes another one. How about this? 9-point game. Boscobel's not done yet.
Nope. 4:10 to play. You're listening to Area Girls Basketball from WRCO Sports.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Welcome back to Riverdale. It is a 4:10 mark on the clock, 55-46. The Chieftains leading. They have led from the get-go tonight, up 7-0, and they're up 37-22 at halftime. But the Bulldogs have crawled back within 9. Quite an accomplishment. They were down by 19 at one point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's like rivalries like this. I just had something inside me that basketball's just not done yet. And now they're down 9, and they got legit shot.
Really
making this interesting.
They knock it away. Knowles got a knockaway. Gets the catch. Goes down deep. Tough shot in the lane. Won't go. Gets her own miss. Aaron goes in. Tough shot. That one goes. Boy, she worked hard for that. And it's down to 7.
Yeah, Boscobel again. Bring it up the tempo. Bring it up the press. Creates turnovers and creating numbers for transition.
We're going to see a foul called as Aaron Knowles, kind of an inadvertent. She came across the top of the key there, and then Dennis was in the way, and a foul is going to be called. So Aaron Knowles called for the offensive foul. That will be her third. So going to the line, Zuri Dennis, 1-for-2 tonight. This one in the air, and it is no good. Knowles with the rebound. So she'll take it back the other way. Knowles skips it off to the right side. Knowles, 3 from the wing. On the way, no good. Rebound Bulldogs up in the putback. No good there by Bowmeister. Rebound Riverdale. 3:29 to play. Chieftains by 7, 55-48. Long lob for Hudson. Ellie across the timeline. There's a foul called on the Bulldogs. That'll be on Grace Smith, and that's her fourth. Going to the line will be Ellie Hudson. She has 2 points tonight. This is her first visit to the line. Kennedy Seeley checks in for Boscobel because this is the fourth, as mentioned, on Grace Smith. Free throw for Hudson. In the air on the front end of the bonus, and she got it. Big free throw. Every point big from here on out. 56-48. Second throw now for Hudson. In the air, and it is no good. Rebound by Sarah Knowles. So Boscobel takes it the other way, lobbing it to the baseline. Down deep, they're going to throw it across the lane and throw it away. Bulldogs getting a little bit too much of a hurry here.
Yeah, I mean, they're just getting a little bit pressured about Riverdale's defense. But they have some pretty good looks, and yet again, just costly turnovers is what's not why this game's not closer than it is.
Lily Barr takes it across the timeline, throwing it near side. Zuri Dennis, it led her a little too far and can't hang on. It's out of bounds. Bulldogs get a stop, and now they're going to bring it back on the offense again. Pass comes in to Kennedy Seeley. 3:03 to go. Riverdale by 8. Right wing Wallen. Back it goes to Bowmeister. Knowles guarded closely by Dennis. Aaron on a drive throws it over to the right side. Bowmeister to the baseline. Driving out is Wallen. Lobs it inside for Knowles. Goes up and gets it. Throws it high post. Shot on the way. Won't go for Fritz. Rebound Riverdale. 2:40 to go. Chieftains up the sidelines. Kennedy Cooey across the half-court line. Back to McKay. And now over to Cooey. Boscobel trying desperately to get that takeaway. 2:30 to go. Cooey driving. Now gives it back to McKay. Back to Cooey. Cooey near the scorer's table is fouled by the Bulldogs. Foul number 9 on the red and white. That sends Kennedy Cooey to the line. First foul on Kennedy Seeley. Cooey with a free throw. It is good. Puts Riverdale up by 9 again. 57-48. Second throw for Cooey in the air. Perfect. Boy, that's how you shoot free throws.
Oh, yes. Big time free throws coming from Riverdale. They've been making them all game, but they're now making them when it counts.
10-point game. Here we go. Boscobel with the basketball. Right side, Fritz. Baseline caught there by Wallen. Wallen to Fritz. They're airmailing it back to the near side, Bowmeister. They're trying to set some screens for Knowles. She's pinned in. Ball kicked by Riverdale and out of bounds. It will belong to the Bulldogs with exactly 2 minutes to play. Bowmeister will be the inbounder. Fires it in. There it's caught by Fritz. Drives lane. Tough shot. No offensive foul called on the Bulldogs. McKay takes the charge.
Oh, boy. That was just a impressive play by McKay there. Getting in the way of Fritz there and just taking the charge. My goodness, it's the second charge of the game for Boscobel. A costly one, too.
Fourth foul of Mackenzie Fritz. Ball comes into Zuri Dennis. Skips it up now to Lily Barr. Barr crosses the timeline. 10-point game. Barr is going to be tied up. Nice defense by the Bulldogs. Fritz going in and grabbing the ball. Riverdale keeps the arrow, I believe, with the ball. And the inbound will come from right near the Riverdale bench. Chieftains. McCorkle brings it in. Caught here by Dennis. Back it goes to Kayla. Lobs it far side. Caught by Cooey. And now a foul called on Boscobel. Double bonus coming up for Riverdale. Platteville leading River Valley 34-19 in area girls basketball. DeSoto up on Ithaca 21-15. Bucks leading the Hornets 82-48.
Oh, wow.
Maybe they woke up a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that they made a trade for Patrick Beverley.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that. I'd say that's a good pickup for the Bucks because defensively they really need defense.
He's old, but
he's still got defense in him. Yeah, he might not be the, or he might not, or he might be a little bit dirty. But you know what? Defense is defense. Anything to help that defense of the Bucks.
First free throw by Lily Barr is missed. Second throw for Riverdale on the way, and that one is good. So Riverdale jumps up to a 59-48 lead. It was down to 6 at one point. Here's Knowles jumping in. No, they're going to wave it off, and an offensive foul is called. Aaron Knowles made the basket. It's waved off as Riverdale takes another charge.
How about Mason McKay just knowing where Aaron Knowles is going, beats her to the spot, and takes the charge.
Fourth on Aaron Knowles. She gets a steal. Drives down deep, shot on the way, offensive foul called, and she just fouled out of the ball game. Oh, my goodness. Tough way to foul out for the Boscobel stalwart. Two charges called, and we have a Riverdale player that is injured on the play, so we're going to step away, and the trainer, Lindsay, is out. We'll take time out, a minute 33 to play. Riverdale leading by 11 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X Series line comes in 3 sizes, while the Y Series comes in 1 size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y Series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The injured Riverdale player, Kayla McCorkle, walks off under the guidance of Lindsay Tollickson. We'll hope that she's all right. She's had a big game tonight. And the Chieftains with the basketball, a minute 33 to play, leading 59-48. And McKay will be the inbounder, gets it into Zuri Dennis. Dennis takes it across the timeline. Again, fouling out tonight, basketball leading scorer, Aaron Knowles, just left the game. Here's a 15-footer on the way. No good for Cooey. Boscobel with a rebound. And we're going to have a foul called. Far side official waving a foul. So the Bulldogs will shoot free throws, or will they? Yeah, they will. Number 21, Kenna Wallen, will shoot. Foul is on 24, Megan Krell. So these are bonus throws. Front end of the bonus coming up. In the air, and that one is no good. And the rebound, Zuri Dennis. She's had a number of those tonight. Zuri takes it across the timeline. Nothing. Fires it into McKay. Top of the circle, Lily Barr. And Lily is fouled with a minute 8. That's on Kennedy Seeley. Double bonus again for the Chieftains, leading 59-48. Here's the first look. In the air, and that one is no good for Barr. So your senior night is Monday night. Chieftains take on Waniwak.
Yeah, Waniwak's there. Yeah, we got Waniwak's there Monday, and then we're on the road at Boscobel Tuesday.
Ooh,
so we got two games.
Put back up, no good. Put back up, no. Foul called on the play. And let's see. That was a tough shot by McKay. She is fouled, and she will go to the line. And Boscobel has just fouled on another player. Grace Smith leaves early with a minute 5. Finishes tonight with 6 points. So into the game will be Anna Bailey for the Bulldogs. Riverdale still leading by 11. Boscobel really made a push and got back into this ball game. Did a good job. Free throw in the air, and that one is good by McKay. I was looking over my notes to see how close they got. I know it was 7 at one point. Free throw is good by McKay. Riverdale putting it now back up to 61-48. Near side 3 on the way. Won't go for Bailey. Put back up. No good. Foul called on Riverdale with 57 seconds. So the official will call it on number 2, Lily Barr. Lily Barr with 4. Free throw coming up for Izzy Childs. This one in the air, and it won't go. She'll get one more. Childs will get the ball back from the official. Couple of dribbles. And this one in the air, and it is no good. Rebound by Megan Krell. Krell off to Zuri Dennis. Dennis across the half-court line and crossover dribble. Back around the half-court line. Fires it back to Macy McKay. Left side to Lily Barr, and a foul called on the Bulldogs. Izzy Childs picks up the foul. Double bonus for Riverdale with 42 seconds to play. Cooey 4-4 from the line. She also has made four threes. This one in the air, and that's good. Aubrey Seep is in for Boscobel. Kennedy Seeley checks out. This one in the air, and that one is good. So the basket by, or free throws by Cooey, I should say. That'll make it 63-48. Boscobel with the basketball, 35 seconds. Wayne with the ball, throws it now top of the key. Three on the way, won't stay for Bollmeister. Chased down by Krell, and she is double-teamed, and a jump ball call. Alternate arrow points to the Bulldogs. We'll get it back with 25 seconds to play. Last minute, not going all that quickly. Ball comes in, caught. Now three by Boscobel. Good by Bollmeister. That's her third tonight. And it is 63-51. Chieftain, Zuri Dennis across the timeline. Blocking foul called on the Bulldogs. That will be on Izzy Childs, her second. Zuri Dennis goes to the free throw line. Zuri one of three tonight. In the air with this one, it's no good. Well, she's had a night, Michael. This is, 20 points for her?
Yeah, impressive night by Dennis. Got to the free throw line here. Yeah, she's been, and that one just missed out.
Missed out. Put back up, and that one is no good by Lily Barr. And the rebound by Boscobel. Down to 10 seconds now. Wallen crosses the timeline. Three from the corner by the Bulldogs. No good. Put back on the way, no good by Childs. Rebound Riverdale, and that will do it as the Chieftains emerge the victor here on senior night over the Bulldogs. 63-51, the final. Coming up next, the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show. We'll be right back with more from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Riverdale. Final score 63-51. Riverdale gets out with a victory here tonight. They improved to 3-9 in the conference and 7-15 overall. Boscobel falls to 6-15, 2-10 in the conference. It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts, turning point of the game. And America and the Richland Center area runs on Dunkin'. And we're talking about some big moments in the game. There were a lot of them. The Chieftains build a 15-point lead at halftime. Boscobel came back and trailed by only 7 points. But, Michael, you and I discussed it during the recent break, and Riverdale's defense kind of led the way tonight, didn't it?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Riverdale just did not let anything in the paint. And Boscobel, yeah, they just struggled shooting tonight. They made some threes late in the game, but it was just kind of too late. Like, first half, they just struggled mildly. And I just want to point out something. Macy McKay drawing those two charging fouls on Aaron Knowles, that was huge. Like, that was huge. That was, like, the huge moment in the game. Just her being smart and just finding ways to beat her to the spot was phenomenal. I mean, the Riverdale defense was just phenomenal tonight. They pressed up on Boscobel. They basically took away what Aaron Knowles wanted to do for most of the night, and that was just to drive the ball, and she didn't really do that much. Riverdale just did amazing just defending that. And
of course, offensively they did pretty well too. And plus, the offensive rebounds that first half for Riverdale was just phenomenal. They scored 37 points in the first half, which is a pretty big amount. And it's mostly because of the offensive boards. They offensive boarded basketball a lot, which creates more opportunities, backdoor cuts, open shots. And Riverdale just played a hard-fought game tonight, and that eventually just why they have this 12-point win tonight.
Yep, that's the turning point tonight as Riverdale's defense outlasting Boscobel here tonight. And we'll be back with more on the postgame show. Follow these words from our sponsor, including Dunkin' Donuts.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Meister Cheese Company has produced award-winning cheeses for over 95 years. Meister Cheese Company invites you to stop by the Factory Cheese Store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 till 4:30, Saturday, 9 to 1, or visit anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timbers mature. Some plan a harvest as a part of a management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster like a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call today at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413.
Riverdale gets the win tonight, 63-51. Welcome back to the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show here on WRCO. Good to have you along. And Michael, certainly a nice win for the Riverdale girls here tonight, who seem to be just getting better and more confident with each game.
Well, yeah, this was a big-time win for Riverdale, especially against your biggest rival, and the seedings come out tomorrow. This is a big one, and especially Riverdale's been fighting for seeds. I made a bracketology in one of my style hall rooms, and I projected Riverdale to have a 12 seed. But they also, they've been fighting with some other teams along there. I can't think of in my mind who was above them. But, yeah, but this was a big-time win for Riverdale. And senior night, their biggest rival, and for seeding, this was just an incredible win for Riverdale. They played their hearts out tonight. Defensively was just phenomenal. They rebounded the ball. They basically almost did everything well tonight. And this was a big one. This was a big one. And, of course, they got three more games next week, I believe. And I think this team is ready for the tournament. they show it tonight with a hard-fought win. And Boscobel came out late. Like, they had a run late, but Riverdale just stayed locked in. They would stay composed the whole night. They stayed poised, and they gutted this one out.
No doubt about it. Michael, always good to have you along.
Yeah, it's always good to be on here, Phil. Thank you so much.
Good luck with your senior night on Monday, and we'll be seeing you soon. I think next week we'll be seeing you again here, but you'll be playing. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be bumped by Mr. Thompson.
Probably. Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, but Mr. Thompson's a legend, though.
Yes, he is. All right, have a good night, Michael.
All right, thank you.
More totals and summaries on tonight's game coming up here in a moment. Riverdale gets the win over Boscobel 63-51 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
Hi, my name is Brandi Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Tonight, 63-51, Riverdale gets the victory in girls basketball. Leading scorer, Zuri Dennis of Riverdale with 20 points, including a three-pointer, 18 for Kennedy Cooey. She knocked down a total of four triples on the night, and 14 for Macy McKay, 6 for Lily Barr, also 3 points for Ellie Hudson, and 2 for Kayla McCorkle. Leading the way for Boscobel tonight, Aaron Knowles, 25, before fouling out with a minute 33 remaining. It was 9 for Maya Baumeister, also a total of 6 each for Mackenzie Fritz and Grace Smith. And 3 points for Kennedy Seeley and 2 for Kenna Wallen. Boscobel makes a total of 6 three-pointers. 3 of them came from Maya Baumeister, and also a total of 6 for Riverdale, 4 of them from Kennedy Cooey. Riverdale 15 of 22 from the line. Boscobel struggled big. That was a 3-for-15 night at the line for Boscobel. Boscobel won the JV game 36-24. Riverdale now improves to 7-15, 3-9 in the SWAL conference, and preparing for the final games. Again, the seeding is coming out. That will be on Sunday officially. The pairings will be announced, and we'll have them for you hopefully later on the day on Sunday. For the next game, Riverdale and Boscobel meet again on Monday. The Boscobel Bulldogs finish out the season in the regular season with a game against Iowa Grant on Thursday, February 15th. While the Chieftains will be at Southwestern as well next Thursday. Today's game engineered by Tim Feed. And this is Phil Nee bidding you a very pleasant good night. We'll join you with high school.